We are less than a month away from Election Day here in Louisiana. We are less than a month away from voting for our next governor, our next lieutenant governor, our next attorney general, treasurer, secretary of state, insurance commissioners taken care of, ag commissioners taken care of, and a slew of local races. However, 1 month from yesterday will be October 14th, the day that LSU hosts Auburn. It's going to be kind of a busy day for football. What about knocking out the voting a little bit early? Joining us now is Scott Pressler, the founder and executive director of Early Vote Action, talking about the unprecedented voter registration gains, specifically for the Republican Party here in Louisiana. Scott, welcome aboard. How are you, sir?
Good morning. So glad to be here with y'all.
Glad to have you on here. Let's chat a little bit about voter trends, and then we'll get into early voting a little bit after that. You put out a press release that said Early Vote Action's letter-writing campaign brings unprecedented Louisiana registration gains. Tell me a little bit about what y'all did and what you got out of it.
Thank you. Well, we have a list of new movers to Louisiana. You know, a lot of people are fleeing liberal states. They're coming to conservative states like yours. And that was a list of 24,000 new movers. So these people, when they come to your state, they need to get registered to vote at their current address. So what I've done at Early Vote Action is we have volunteers all across the country, not just Louisiana, that have been writing handwritten letters to these new movers in an effort to welcome them to the state of Louisiana, ask them to get registered to vote at their current address, and remind them that you guys are a closed presidential primary state. Yep. Yes, I realize that on October 14th, that's the jungle primary, but if people want to vote for Governor DeSantis or if they want to vote for President Trump next year, then they actually have to be registered as a Republican. And when we were looking at the data that we got on September 1st, after doing this letter writing campaign for a month, we found that we were able to add an additional 1,000 Republican voters to the electorate because of this letter writing campaign. And so that's going to affect what happens on October 14th.
I got to ask, Scott, was that the aim, to add Republicans or just to add voters?
Well, I mean, at Early Vote Action, I am focused on making Joe Biden a one-term president. So I'm not going to lie to you
okay.
and see that
no,
I want to get a whole bunch of Democrats registered to vote. This was definitely targeted Republicans.
Walk me through the nature of the handwritten note. Walk me through just, I know you're not going to have it word for word, but just kind of the vibe behind it.
Yeah, well, here's the vibe. So basically, I post on social media and say, guys, we are working towards electing a Republican governor on October 14th who will help register voters. And I put out a Google Doc and I asked for people's first name, last name, email address, and phone number. And I've got a list of 400 people that have signed up just for Louisiana alone. So then what I do is I personally take my time to email all of these people a letter writing template with instructions and directions. Then these volunteers across the country, they write 5 letters, they put 5 postage on those letters, and they mail them out and take a photo. Bam, that's 5 people that have just been reached out to, 5 potential new voters, and 5 people that will join us in voting on Saturday, October 14th in the Louisiana gubernatorial primary.
We're talking with Scott Pressler from Early Vote Action. And yeah, Saturday, October 14th is going to be a busy day, Scott, in that we got football going on, and there's no escaping that. Here in South Louisiana, it's kind of a big deal. Do y'all take a stance when it comes to, you're called Early Vote Action. Election Day itself is not the only day to vote.
Correct. Well, I mean, look, I know there's a lot of hesitancy on early voting, and people like to vote on one day. But guys, hear me out for a second, please. Look what happened in 2022. We were supposed to have a red wave. It was supposed to be a red tsunami, a slam dunk. But machines go down in Arizona with Kari Lake on Election Day. Adam Laxalt in Nevada loses by 8,000 votes. Meanwhile, 150,000 Republicans stayed home, and it snowed in Reno, Nevada on Election Day. Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, ran out of paper ballots, which we all want, on Election Day. And so our argument at Early Vote Action is, look, we want every legal vote to count. We want every person to be empowered and have their vote locked in. But the fact of the matter is there's so much that can go wrong on one day, Election Day. It's critical that we have an all-of-the-above approach to voting. And I know this is silly and some people might make fun, but football is a big deal. And it really is in Louisiana and in the South. I'm from Florida. And so when people understand that the election is in October, it's on a Saturday, and it's on the very day that LSU is playing Auburn at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, when we know that our people love to tailgate, is there a very real possibility that some people may go to the football game and forget to vote? Yes. And we can't make the same mistake that we made in 2019, that we weren't a family, we didn't come together, and Eddie Rispone lost by 40,000 votes. And also, let's say that Jeff Landry doesn't win outright on October 14th. Let's say hypothetically. Well, then the runoff election is November 18th, and LSU is playing Georgia State at Tiger Stadium. So is it a real possibility that we go to runoff on November 18th and we lose because, again, some people went to the football game and didn't vote early? Yes. And think about our truck drivers. Think about our military, our first responders, our pilots, our doctors, our nurses. Those are all people who may not be home or in their voting precinct. So please, if you will not be home in the state of Louisiana on Saturday, October 14th, I need you to please go to sos.la.gov, go to where it says go vote, G-E-A-U-X, vote, and I want you to request an absentee ballot, or I want you to look where it says early in-person voting, because that week prior, I believe it's September 30th through October 7th, you guys have early in-person voting, and what a better way to lock in your vote to make sure that we win the governorship outright on Saturday, October 14th.
He is Scott Pressler. Scott, I mean, there are seven viable candidates on the ballot for October 14th. An outright win by any one of those candidates, and we're not endorsing any particular candidate here. There's five Republicans on the ballot on October 14th, so an outright win on the 14th is not likely, but you make a good point when talking about the football aspect of this, because not only is LSU playing Auburn, but across town, Southern University welcomes in Lincoln on Saturday, October 14th. Looking ahead to the runoff, Southern has a bye week that week. LSU, like you said, is playing Georgia State. But, you said it might sound silly. No, it doesn't sound silly here. It is a big deal. We tailgate better than anybody in the nation right here in Baton Rouge. No, we do. We're up at sunrise. When you say that here, it doesn't sound silly. It's a very serious concern, and it's something that folks need to think about ahead of time, because early voting, it is 2 weeks out from the election day and closes a week out from election day rather than the week leading up to it. So you do have to kind of plan ahead.
Well, and I want people to think strategically, and I know that you guys are not endorsing, and I respect that, but I do want people to think big picture at this moment. What is our goal? Our goal is fighting for liberty. Our goal is fighting for freedom. And our goal is next year to make sure that Joe Biden is a one-term president. And think about this strategically. This election is not the only one that's happening this November. We also, with all due respect, have Mississippi, Kentucky, yeah, Virginia, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. My argument is that if we come together as a family, we coalesce and we elect a Republican governor on Saturday, October 14th, that means that, yes, while there will be some runoff elections we'll focus on, we can divert our time, energy, and resources to helping our neighbor, Tate Reeves, in Mississippi, to helping Daniel Cameron in Kentucky. And that momentum that we garner together on October 14th will help the country move forward to winning all of those other elections on November 7th. So we, Early Vote Action, are really trying to think strategically for the betterment of liberty as a whole.
He is Scott Pressler from Early Vote Action. We appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys have a great day in Louisiana.
You do the same out there in Florida, Scott. Thanks for hopping on board.